Andrew Johnson loved the South, but not as much as he hated the plantation owners. It wasn't their slaves that bothered him. Johnson owned slaves himself and considered blacks obviously inferior to whites. Instead, his hatred was class-based. Once poor, Johnson strongly identified with the yeoman farmers of eastern Tennessee and had little use for the plantation system that he believed kept them in poverty. When Tennessee seceded in 1861, Johnson had to make a choice, and the choice he made was a singular one. Although every other senator from a seceding state resigned his seat, Johnson decided to stay. A year later, after the Union Army had occupied eastern Tennessee, Lincoln made Johnson military governor of the state, and then, in 1864, he chose Johnson, a Democrat, to run with him on a national unity ticket. When Lincoln won a second term, Johnson became vice president and, after Lincoln's death, the president of a reunified but still unreconstructed nation. With Congress out of session, Johnson began implementing a lenient reconstruction program that punished some Confederate leaders, but generally permitted seceded states to reorganize politically along antebellum lines. Before long, these new state governments were bedeviling much of the North. Several, for example, refused to ratify the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery, and Georgians even had the gall to send to Congress Alexander Stephens, until recently the Confederate vice president. Johnson remained unfazed. Not so the 39th Congress, which finally convened in December 1865. First it moved to block the seating of Stephens and his Southern colleagues. Then it created the Joint Committee on Reconstruction to regain control of the readmission process from the president. Thus the battle was joined, and for the next 2 years, Johnson fought Congress over the fate of the South. The climax came in 1868, when the House voted 11 articles of impeachment. Although Johnson survived conviction by a single vote, in part because he'd made a deal to end his interference, his acquittal nevertheless strengthened the hand of those who would eventually overthrow Reconstruction, and in 1877 they indeed returned the South to the white man's country that Andrew Johnson had always thought it should be.